Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Beginning in 1994, round, wood-frame shelters called yurts began dotting campsites in Oregon State Parks. Today there are more than 200, complete with heat and electricity. Felt-covered yurts originated in Mongolia, but the move from nomadic shelter to Oregon campsites involves U.S. Supreme Court justice and Oregon foresters. In 1962, a New Hampshire high school teacher, Bill Copperthwaite, read a National Geographic article on Mongolia by Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. Intrigued, Copperthwaite had his students build a yurt roof to illustrate the mathematics of its curves, and later built a complete yurt in Grass Valley, California. During the 1970s, the Eugene-based Hodad Reforestation Cooperative used yurts as shelter. A former member, Alan Bates, founded Pacific Yurts in Cottage Grove, building modern yurts with NASA-designed insulation, modern fabric coverings, and aircraft cable supports. In 1993, Oregon State Parks employee Craig Tutor saw the Pacific Yurts display at the Oregon State Fair. As Tutor said, "Something just started clicking in my brain. The whole purpose of this program wasn't for summer campers, it was for off-season tent campers. Oregon's yurts are often booked solid for a year. They've come a long way from Mongolia." Today's episode of As It was written by Charles Turbush, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.